Governor Mike Braun unveiled a state budget proposal Thursday that provides nearly $700 million in tax relief, inflationary funding increases for K-12 schools, and enough money to eliminate child care waitlists. It's built in part on Braun's promise to cut hundreds of millions in government spending.
The tax relief in Braun's proposal includes increasing income tax deductions to match inflation, eliminating the tax on tips and retirement income, and creating sales tax holidays for school and youth sports supplies and outdoor recreation equipment. To help make that funding work in a tight budget, Braun is pledging to cut $700 million in government spending over the next 2 years.
That's not because you're trying to be stingy. It's because that's called productivity.
The Braun administration provided almost no specifics about what cuts will be made, though the budget proposal does include a $50 million per year cut to the local public health funding program. Democrats say there are things to applaud in Braun's budget, but question how he'll cut government spending without slashing jobs and services. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.